is the way public hearing for Mark Lugo, agency number 093622. We have five board members present at this time, Michael Burnt, Gail Rittenhouse, Dr. C.T. Wright, Louis Towns, my name is David Neal, I'll be hearing you. Mr. Lugo is 58 years old, and he is serving a group of four consecutive sentences for this particular cause. He has expired with one sentence, which began September 14, 1991, and was a 20-year sentence for sexual conduct of a minor. He is currently on his second sentence, which is 10 years, for sexual conduct of a minor. He then has one count of molestation of a child for 17 years, and the last count, which is for 10 years, for attempted molestation of a child. Mr. Lugo became parolable on this particular count on September 8th. Yeah, we'll scroll to that is. He's parolable on this count at this time. And he was certified for this hearing for the next consecutive sentence or after the discharge on September 8th, 2016. Mr. Lugo has been before the board on five previous occasions, and he held it was a 90s time. Mr. Lugo was convicted by a jury and sentenced these four consecutive sentences. He had a life sentence on one of the molestation charges. He appealed. The court upheld the conviction, but it remanded the case back to the trial court for resentencing. And on August 4, 1995, Mr. Lugo was resentenced as previously mentioned. In 1990, Mr. Lugo committed various acts of sexual abuse and molestation of his 11-year-old victim. The victim went to foster care after the offense, and she told her counselor about it in January of 1991. Subsequent investigation led to Mr. Lugo's arrest and conviction. He has lengthy criminal history, including DUI, fleeing police, sale of drugs, prohibited possessor, assault, DUI, endangerment, carrying concealed weapon, and probation revocation. And that occurred while he was being investigated for the instant offense. Mr. Lugo has moderate discipline with two tickets in the last 5 years. He has no current release plan. He has pretty good programming, but there's no current support letters and no one in the boardroom in support of him. I also might note that we don't have any specific letters from on the victim side. And I don't know, maybe in there I didn't see a letter from the county attorney's office at this time. But based on all the information in the packet, and the seriousness of the crime and the way the sentencing structure is, I don't see that Mr. Lugo is a good candidate for to his next consecutive sentence or having discharge at this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members.
Great.
Okay, so at this time I am going to make a motion to deny parole the next consecutive sentence or as a discharge for Mark Lugo, ADC number 093622. The date of the crime, I'm going to ask for a mere set off.
Set.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Canonis, and Mr. Rittenhouse. And release type denied is a 412B, which is consecutive sentence for hostile discharge. It was a serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, victim harassment, violated previous probation parole, our criminal history, and full release plan, and no family community support. And that's sort of something else that fellow members would like to add. Mr. Chairman?
First off.